various halachic, foundational principles are considered parchim ba'avir keharin hatulyin b'sa'ara. And here we have, the greatest single investment in real estate, as far as the Torah is concerned, which is, a prime commodity, on the korbanos of the Nisim. Right? And the fact of the matter is that that's not the only question. Right? The Torah repeats the expression, also, I have to give credit, my daughter noted this point, this hayara, nasi echad layom, nasi echad layom lachanukas hamizbeach, right? The idea is it's not just saying it once, but twice, that we're going to space this out, that everyone deserves, this Yom Tov Mishalo, right? The Balei HaTosfos in Masechta Pesachim, some of us were looking at this pretty recently, right, with respect to this idea, of, the day that a person brings a korban is, an Isser Malacha for them, and really, the korban Tamid really should be an Isser Malacha for all of Klal Yisrael, but it's V'asafta Deganecha. So what are we going to do about that? And Korban Pesach is part of that discussion as well. Not just Michatzos Sulamala, which everybody agrees to, but the Minhag, even before Chatzos, etc. So the Ramban obviously broke a massive ground here in terms of explaining why not only each of the Nesiim is given their own day, but why the Torah, gives credence to this particular karban that the Nesiim brought, where we will see later that the Ramban believes that they were mechavein to exactly what Hashem would want them to do. But why exactly, again, would all of their korbanos be detailed, right? The Mizrak, the Ka'ara, the Kaf, right? So three inanimate objects. And then we have a three animal korban ola, the Par, the Ayol, the Keves. We have the Sirizim, the Chatas. We have a 17-animal shlamim. It's an elaborate korban. It involves all of the different types of korbanos, right? Shnehem meleim, soles v'lav Hashem in the mincha, kaf achas sarah zahav meleah ketores. So that's a mincha ketores. We already mentioned the ola, the chatas, as well as the shlamim. And the Ramban, will point out kachatas ka'asham, that there's no specific need to bring the asham because that's effectively covered by the chatas. So why exactly do we have to go over this each and every time? Especially, I'm just going to add one further question, especially in light of the fact that David, right, at the end of the Chanukah Samizbeach, Zos Chanukah Samizbeach, B'yom Himashach Osom Eis Nesiyei Yisrael, Karos Kesef Shtei Mesrei. We're going to sum it all up at the end anyway. So you could have just said, V'chein Hikriv Nisanel Ben Tzuar, V'chein Hikriv Eliyah Ben Chelon, V'chein Hikriv Elitzor Ben Steyor, V'chein Hikriv Shlumiel Ben Tzuri Shaddai, V'chein Hikriv Eliasaf Ben Duel, V'chein Hikriv Elishama Ben Amihud, V'chein Hikriv Gamliel Ben Pidatzor, V'chein Hikriv Achira Ben Einan, V'chule, right? All the way down to the end. And then you can sum it up. So they're going to sum it up anyway. So it's not like we have to say, we want people to be able to add it on their own. So it's really a confounding thing. So the Ramban, in a seminal essay, there's no other way to put it, hits on, I think, what can only be called an elemental principle. It's elemental because it has to be understood as something at the very core of what Avodas Hashem is all about. So I think Shimon's going to read for us today. V'anachon b'tam ha'kosov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chole kavod liyireya. This is the Ramban's idea. Nasi echad layom, nasi echad layom. Why the Torah is going to invest this enormous quantity of real estate in elaborating these korbanos. V'hanachon b'tam ha'kosov, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chole kavod liyireya, v'chumo sh'amar ki mechabdai ha'chabed. V'inei anesiyim kulam b'yom echad heviu ha-korban hazeh, she'iskimu alav yachad. V'yavshar shalo yeyachad kodim l'chaveiro, right? Somebody's got to go first. V'chibeid es hanikbadim b'gebalim b'haktamas yamim. Aval ratza la'azkiram b'shmam u'vifrat korbanayhem u'lahazkir yomo shal kol echad. Right, he wanted to give everybody their due. Their names, their korbanos, and to give each one Yomo shel kol echad. Lo sheyaskir v'chabed es harishon zekar banachshem min aminadav V'yomar v'chein hikriva nisiyam ish ish yomo. Ki yez a kitzur b'chavod ha'cherim. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is not going to be matil kina b'in ha'nisiyam. V'yachar ichein chazar u'klalam l'hagid sheyushkulim l'fanav yisparach. That they were all equal in front of him. V'chein am rusham b'sifrei. Magid ha'kosev k'shashem sheshavu kulam b'eitza achas kach shivu kulam b'zichos. Karos kasef shtei mesrei. Hein hein shenisnavu v'lo ira b'hem psul. V'od b'zat tam acher b'midrasham. And this is really where the Ramban, I think, breaks ground. Okay, go ahead, Shimon. This is, again, five lines from the bottom here. Ki l'chol echad minasiyim. Alo b'machshav alahavi chanukah l'mizbeach. V'shetia b'zah hashir. Aval. Just a little bit louder, if you don't mind. V'zulaso. So kol echad mehanesiim chashav tam b'fnei atzmo shua. What's the Ramban suggesting? Exactly. So the ma'isa mitzvah was identical. Karas kesef achash loshimu meyam ishkala mizrak echad kesef shnehem meleim solas vav hashem in lemincha kaf achas asara zaham liaketores par echad ben bakar ayil echad keves echad ben shnasol liola. All of these things were exactly the same. But the machshava delo kema'asa was unique. It's a little louder if you don't mind. V'hischel nachshon v'hichriv al seder ha-malchus. So of course Yehuda is destined for malchus lo yasser shevet mi Yehuda mechokek mi ben raglav. So Nachshon, when he approached the Mizbeach, what he had in mind was, of course, the destiny of his Shevet. And the destiny of his Shevet was, of course, towards Malchus. Hayam, Shumake Vesolam Kulo Vidomela Ka'ara, right? The Ka'ara represents the Yam, and it symbolizes this vast dominion of Shlomo and the Melech HaMashiach, that they're gonna be Mole Chal Kolo Olam Kulo, Shiloshimu Meya. Hamikdash. Kab Shloshim Yisobo. So again, the point is that these are all references to figures from Shevet Yehuda. Harei Meu Shloshim. Mizrak Echad Kesef, a basin. Kineged Ho'olam, Shu Asoi Kikadur. Shivim Shekel, Shehem Yimshalu Al Shivim Umos, that in their Malchus they'll rule over 70 nations. Shinehem Melayim. Sheaviu lahem menachos mikulan, right? They will receive gifts, patronage from all the nations over which they are sovereign. Soles misulaim bepaz, right? This is a reference, of course, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, right? The greatness of Malchai Yehuda, and who is greater than Yoshiyahu? Bilulav Hashemen tov shemi shemen tov kesef. Kimadisema Kesef Nivchar Lashon Sadek Kafachas Arasa Razahav Kineged Asara Doros Min Peretz VeAdavid Sheyikulam Tzadikim Leim Asim Tovim Kireach Haktoras. Right, all of the references, right, Sariel, are totally Shevet Yehuda oriented. Right, there's no way Netanel Ben Suar LeMatei Yisachar would be contemplating this. There's no way Eliav Ben Chelon LeMatei Zebulun would possibly have this in mind. Parechad. Keneged Avram, Ayil, Echad, Keneged Yitzchak, okay, this is a little bit more national, Keves Echad, Keneged Yaakov, Siri Zim Echad, Lechaper Al Maisa Yehuda, Shehevi Aksonis La'aviv, that the Siri Zim Echad L'chatas was a specific kapara for who? For the father of the Shevet. Vayikchu Es Ketones Yosef, Vayishchatu Siri Zim, Vayitpilu Et Akutones Madam, וישלחו את כתונס הפסים, ויביאו אביהם, ויאמרו זאת מסענו, הקרנו, הקסונס בן חיים לו, והקרנה ביסר, ובהקרנו, נבסר, הקרנו, למי, החוסמס, הפסילים, המטה האלה. That was Yehuda, right? He got his just desserts when Tamar approached him. Ulezevach Hashlamim Bakar Shnayim. What is the, again, there were 17 animals as part of the Korban Shlamim, but there was Bakar Shnayim. Can they get David Ushlomo? She's Chilu B'malchus. V'hayu Tzadikim V'haysa Malchus Shlema. Elim Chamisha. Atudim Chamisha. Kivasim Bnei Shana Chamisha. 555. Chamisha Asar Melachim. Shahayim Yim Nuchavim V'ad Tzidkiyo. Melech Ben Melech. The entire Davidic line after David Shlomo. Now, it's really fascinating, according to the Ramban, is that where does Eitan, he draw the line? In terms of the 17 animals for the Shlomim, he says, Bakar Shnayim is David and Shlomo, and then Elim Chamisha, Tidim Chamisha, Kivasim Chamisha, those are the rest of the 15. In other words, Malchus, David, and Shlomo is like a different chalos. It's a different halachic reality. Mehem Tzadikim, Mehem Beinonim, Mehem Rishayim Gemurim. I mean, the Tzadikim we know, Yoshiyahu, Chizkiyahu. There were great ones there. But there were also, of course, you know, Achaz, Menashe, no doubt, right? So it was, you know, as we like to say, a motley crew. Or, if you prefer, a heterogeneous mixture. And the detail is exquisite, right? I mean, it's very impressive the extent to which they're able to go into detail. But Karos Kesef, Keneged Torah, Shekiruya Lechem, Shenemar Lechu Lachmu Belachmi, Venemar Belechem Aponim, Basisa Karosav. And what about Zevulun? Hikriv Shahaya Osek, Vipakmatia, Vitoreach, Venosin, the Sochpib Shal Yisachar, Venotel Scharimo, Kaara, Keneged Hayam, Shahaya Lechof Yamim, Vichain Matu, Sham Bemedrish, Vichol Shevet Vishavet, Tam Yuchad Bekorbano, Uvishi Ureha Korban. With a kachishva osam akosiv lefrat kol echad v'la'atzmo ki'ilu lohuzkar ha'echad v'achrei kain kolalam ke'echad lirmoz ki be'es achas ala b'machshavasam v'hakir v'chanuka v'lo kidem echad l'chaveru b'machshava v'lo b'haval lifnei ha'mishkan v'al zeh his kiram ha'kosiv l'kulam b'hashva. The implications of this Ramban are foundational and extremely far-reaching. The Ramban develops a paradigm, albeit in a very specific instance, where you have a group of people, a sizable group of people, doing exactly the same thing with a completely different inner world. Nachshon ben Aminadav was oriented towards the Malchus, as Yisachar was oriented towards the Torah. Bnei Yisachar yodei vina la'itim, Zevulun lechof yamim yishkon. The Maisa Mitzvah, identical. The Kiyam Shebalev, diverse. Multivalent. Umidinisim nishma l'chola Torah kula. Yahadus demands, in almost all instances, conformity with respect to Maisa Mitzvah. Yahadus allows for the cultivation, not just allows for it, begrudgingly, encourages and celebrates the cultivation of a rich, personal, singular, and most importantly, unique inner world for all Avdei Hashem. The halacha governs the outer space on the basis of objective criterion. This is what kapos tamarim means. Sariel, nor Kivi, nor Yitzchak, nor Avishai, nor Tzvi can decide that a kapos tamarim means an oak tree as far as I'm concerned. And yet, the kavanos that you would experience, ulakachtem lachom bayom arishon, and certainly usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim, would be completely diverse, completely distinct, reflective of your personality and your relationship with Hashem. Halacha spans and bridges the objective and subjective realms. The objective realm, again, the Maisa Mitzvah, there's a very low tolerance in almost all mitzvos for deviation. Right? I don't get to decide, you know, Chamesh Parshios Betfilin. It's Baal Tosef, no matter how meaningful that fifth parsha would be. You know, the Akedah is, I think, the most remarkable section of the Torah in some sense. But it doesn't go in the tefillin. And if I would put it in there, it's an Isser Daraisa, Baal Tosef. But what tefillin represent, and the experience of being Muchtar b'tefillin and being Meniach tefillin, in terms of what that Kiyam Shebalev is, that can and should be experienced very differently by different people. Dialectically, and I would say characteristically so, Yahadus has created formalistic halachic structures that conform across a range of individuals while allowing for an inner space that correlates to Tzelem Elokim, unique individual personal conviction. And I think that, well, this is true as a din klali, and I say it's characteristic of Yahadus. There are religions, of course, where they go to one extreme or another, where there's no objective norm. People can simply do whatever makes them feel good. One extreme. The other extreme is the religion gives no value whatsoever to the inner world. These are just ritualistic things that you have to do. There's no attention paid to the Kavana Shebalev. There's no analog to what we call Rachmana Libabai from an ecumenical perspective, right? Across a variety of different faith traditions, Yahadus has, from our point of view, undoubtedly captured the best of both worlds. Indubitably, this is a din klali. This applies to Chol HaTorah Kula. But what I think is incontrovertible is the notion that the Nesi'im and the Chanukas HaMizbeach reflect the idea that in Mikdash, this becomes a Din Prati. Lifnei Hashem, which is the way that Mikdash is always described, uniquely requires the strictest of adherence to the outer forms and demands of what a Korban Ola looks like, Zos Toras HaOla, Zos Toras HaChatas, Zos Toras HaAsham. And yet, a Korban that was brought without any sense of an inner conviction would be debased. Mitzvas Anashim Milumada. The Ramban Lishitaso. For in the Ramban's seminal essay in Sefer Vayikra, Avi will remind us of his premise there. Contra Rambam's view in Mora Nevuchim, that the institution of korbanos were developed as a kind of a way of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, if all of the peoples of the ancient world were practicing human sacrifice, better to give animals than humans, but as a kind of a bidyeved, a shas hadchak. The Ramban writes there, Avi, go ahead, that the essence of korbanos, outstanding, that the essence of korbanos is an inner sense that a person has, and this is especially true of the Korban Ola, which is Kalil LaHashem, that really, by the grace of God, we all go, and in place of that animal, I should have been on the Mizbeach. And the Ramban there details all of the ways in which the different parts of the Emurim, the Damim, and the Chalavim, relate to different kinds of sins that we may commit, ranging from Lashon Hara, Tehir Hara Lev, Arayos, etc. A korban without an attendant sense of contrition when it comes to Echatas and Asham and Ola, Al Bitul Aseh, without an inner sense of gratitude, I mean a real inner sense of gratitude on these Yamim of Halav Odah. If a person is bringing a Korban Todah, you know, pro forma, what value could that possibly have, right? There has to be a Kiyum Shebalev. And so whereas I think it's absolutely true, B'chol HaTorah Kula, I think that when it comes to Mikdash, it becomes even more profound. And so how elegant is it then that the Ramban was able to say at the very investiture of the Mizbeach, this principle was firmly established. Al Yedei HaNesi'im, their korbanos all look the same. And I repeat, their korbanos spanned each and every type of korban that we bring. Sirizim Echad Chata, Suzevach HaShlami Bakar Shnayim, Parechad, Ayil Echad, Keves Echad, Ben Shnasoli Ola, Shnehem Eliyim Solas Vav Hashem in Lemincha Kavachas Azrazah Miliyah Kitores. The full range of korbanos was included, and at the very inception, the principle of Mikdash and Korban, reflecting uncompromising adherence and conformity as far as Maisa Mitzvah is concerned, but allowing for and even demanding diversity, individualism, in the realm of Kavanas Halev, that was there from the very beginning. And with your permission, the Ramban, in the next essay, brings the coup de grace. Soles b'lulav Hashemen l'mincha. Says the Ramban, Chanchu anisim es ha-mizbeach v'chol aminim ha-krevim alav, Al kein heviu mincha ketores olachatas shlamim haketores achatas hora shah. It was even a hora shah. You can never do this again. She'enam bayim b'nedava, aval hashlim b'chanuka kor korbanos nasa kein. In other words, at the very beginning, you needed to create the prototype that would withstand all of the various korbanos. Ki ein yisrael makrivin zulasi elu akorbanos bilvad chatas yasham davar echad v'shem echad. Who, as we noted, kachatas kasham Torah achas lahem.
B'nei Hashem HaNechmad Hiskim Aldas HaNesiyim V'tziva Nasi Echad Ayom Yakribu Ulefika Chitachen, says the Ramban, that this is a mitzvah ledoros. The Nesiyim were mechavein to an immutable halachic principle that we always need to inaugurate the Mizbeach. Sheyechan chule olam beis hamikdash v'hamizbeach v'lechach asa shlomo chanukah sabayis t'chsev ayechan chu es beis olukim ha-melech v'chol ha-am v'chein anshe kneses ha-gidola asu chanukah t'chsev avdu b'nei Yisrael kohanaya leviyaya u'shnar b'nei gavasa chanukah es beis eloha that's by Yisheni y'chein limos ha-mashiach shenemar b'yechezkel shivas yamem y'chapru es ha-mizbeach v'tiharu oso mil yadav etc. etc. V'nei tia inyan zo ha-mitzvah kinin parshas tmeim b'pesach, right? Really, that's a mitzvah d'araisa, Pesach sheni, but as we always say, megalgulim z'chus al yidei zakai, u'parshas b'nei Yosef, sh'iskim adaitam adas al yuna, mitztavinu b'hem adalos. The Chanukah ha-mizbeach is a mitzvah d'araisa. V'im kein, we have yet another Ramban l'shitaso. Because, as we noted a few days ago, for the Ramban, the Chalishas Hadas that Aaron experienced, of course, Lohu Velo Shivto, was ameliorated by the menorah. Not the menorah Bismano, but the menorah Bisman by Yesheni. And what that represented about transcending even the realm of the Mikdash, the eternality of Torah, the immutable principles of Torah. And there the Ramban spoke about the idea that, you know, Aaron had nechama from the idea that his children would reinaugurate the Beis HaMikdash and also be Mivarech HaSa'am, etc. And the reinauguration of the Mikdash is no small thing. Because even if you would argue that the scope of the mitzvah d'araisa of Chanukah HaMizbeach is limited to the very beginning, the Mishkan, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, there's no doubt that a Chanukah HaMizbeach was highly appropriate after the Yevanim Pirtzu Bo Pratos V'Timu Es HaHechal, a Chanukah HaMizbeach was entirely appropriate in that context. And so, we have a general truth, but a very specific application to the Beis HaMikdash. External conformity, but personal, inner meaning, and so it must be. Because the process and the experience of coming Lifnei Hashem means something different for each and every one of us. Our inner worlds are, by virtue of our Tzelem Elokim, intrinsically distinct. The process of coming to Mikdash, the process of coming Lifnei Hashem, therefore must allow for a personalized and individualized inner expression, even as outwardly it demands the strictest adherence to the very same process that everybody else goes through. Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach, Biyom Himasach Oso.